Hello, my name is Eva, and I am in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Dilworth Academy. ER. I cried. I was scared, and it hurt. The tears running down my face blurred my vision. Mr. L helped me off the ground, and we slowly walked toward the gym building. I tried to wipe my face, but found only blood. My head was bleeding, and I knew that was not good. It all began at gym class. We started warm-ups. Every day that we had gym class, our warm-ups were sit-ups, jump ropes, push-ups, and jumping jacks. We had to do these for 30 seconds each day. That day, we're going to go outside to play. Martian, Martian. Mr. L would call a random thing like brown hair or green shoes. Whoever had these names would have to run to the other side of the playground. Our class lined up on the hard bricks. I walked over to my friend Angel. Brown eyes, Mr. L shouted. I ran right into Angel. Luckily, she was unharmed, but tears rolled down my cheeks and blood gushed out of my head. Mr. L ran over and pulled me up. He rushed me to the teacher's bathroom. We wiped the blood from my face, but my shirt was still stained with red. It still hurt a little, but I was feeling better now. We walked up the stairs and into the main office. "Oh my, what happened?" Miss Jackson exclaimed. Mr. L walked over to her to explain the situation while I sat down in one of the itchy chairs. Mr. L left the office and went back down to the gym. Miss Jackson called my mom. When my mom got to school, she sat down in the chair next to me and hugged me. She thanked Miss Jackson and told me that we were going to the children's hospital. I didn't think it was that serious, but I decided it was better not to argue. On the way to the hospital, I was silent and was thinking about what would happen there. When we got to the front desk, the lady behind it directed us to the big doors at the end of the long hall, labeled emergency room. "What? The emergency room?" I clutched my mom's hand tightly and walked slowly toward the menacing doors. When they opened, a lady asked for my name and what the problem was. I told her I had hurt my head, and she told us to sit in one of the chairs. When we sat down, I noticed that there were kids in wheelchairs and others with casts. A woman with long black hair called us into a small room and closed the doors. She told me to sit on the cushioned table with wax paper on it. She inspected my injury and said that she wanted to have glued the skin back together. "Ew, that's so gross," I thought. She told me to lie down, and I did as the doctor said. She pulled out what looked like a bottle of eye drops and pinched where the broken skin was. She dropped some of the solution onto it. I winced from the pain. After she was done, I thanked her and left the building. We climbed into my mom's car, and she started driving. All I could think about was what I was going to tell my friends at school. When we got home, I saw Grace, my neighbor and friend from school, was waiting outside my door. She explained that she had heard what happened and was worried. I thanked her and assured her that I was okay. After she left, I decided to go to bed. It had been a long day and I was tired.